B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I've been listening to you all for quite some time.
I appreciate that.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I appreciate you. You all have been very, very kind and surprisingly educated as far as getting your facts right about show folk and the little people and carnivals and circuses. And I can tell that you all have, you know, you've at least opened a books and
books. I'm sorry, sir. Go ahead. Yeah, yes, sir. Thank you for those compliments.
And I just wanted to get your take on it and see if you are aware of what I guess is a pretty popular television program. And I watched it myself, called American Horror Story.
Yes, extremely popular program.
Well, unfortunately, there is a lot to like about it.
Mm-hmm.
Parts
yes.
of it, is,
yes, sir.
Parts of it is real realistic, and for instance, I know that you know about Lobster Boy.
Yes, that's a known fact up there in Gibbtown. He went and had hands because of a defect. He had hands that looked like lobster claws. But he, from what I remember, he wasn't a very nice man.
You're exactly right.
See, I told you, I know this stuff. Can I have your first name, please? I didn't get a name from you, sir.
Norville.
Norville. Okay, Norville. Yes, I'm very familiar with the Lobster Boy and all those freaks. That's what they called them in the day, your freaks.
That's right. There's nothing at all wrong with a freak show. That's what they was called.
That's exactly, Norville.
I was just gonna say that they have portrayed a Lobster Boy in a real realistic manner. Women did pay him to manipulate them digitally.
Yes, sir. Yes, that it's all true. And you know, his kids came out with lobster hands too. But he used to take pride in that, as a matter of fact, sir.
Yes, he did. That's what I'm saying. They got a lot of things right on that show. But once again, they're trying to make a clown be a murderer. And the shame is they've gotten so much right, but then lo and behold, they go and they cheapen it by making a clown.
Yeah.
And to a murderer.
Well, I'm looking at the picture from the show right now, sir. And the clown is an evil, ghoulish, murdering clown.
Well,
you have a problem with that.
I got you, bet you, buddy. And I thought you would too, because I thought that you understood the life. And
I do understand stand the life.
God put clowns on this earth to make people happy.
Well, I, look.
To make people laugh.
I that initially, sir, yes, that's what was done to make,
make
people laugh
and to use the innocence of little children and let them just laugh and laugh.
No. No, sir, Mr. Norville, Yes.
Well,
yes, sir.
I don't know why you call me Mr. Norville. I'm not some kind of slave master. That's the first thing.
All right, Norville. I wasn't.
I don't care. If you want to call me Mister, I'll give you my last name.
What's your last name?
Tit.
What?
Pitt.
Pitt? Norville Pitt?
Nobody's going to know that name. They know me by my stage name.
And that is?
Well, a long time ago, you know, I'd work with the freak shows and all that.
Okay, sir.
At the height of my career, I worked for the Brahman Brothers Circus. And I was one of their best clowns. I was known as Tiddles the Clown.
Sir.
See, you get it. You laughing right now. You haven't even seen me. You haven't even seen my face and you're laughing.
How many years you do that?
How long have I worked for the Brahman Brothers or how long have I been clowning?
All right, let's start with that one. How long you been clowning there, Pitt? Mr.
Well,
Pitt, Norville Pitt?
I'd always been fascinated with it, I guess, if
sure.
You want to talk about professional.
Yeah, professional.
I believe I first put on the old war paint when I was about 14 years old.
Okay.
I thought I was going to be like Toby Tyler and, you know, run off and join the circus. And, well, I found out the hard way, boy, you don't start out with an outfit like the Brahman Brothers. You gotta work your way up. You gotta become a name. And there was a time.
Yes, sir.
In the southeast region of the United States, if you mention the name Tiddles the Clown to somebody, they don't just...
Wait, I gotta understand. Well, is it Piddles or Tiddles?
Tiddles.
I apologize, Mr. Pitt. I was saying Tiddles, and it's Piddles. Piddles the Clown. What was your...
Piddles with a P, like...
I got that. Listen to
When I was young, I could get on the back of a Shetland pony.
Well, Shetland ponies were something that circus acts really loved. Now, wait a second. First of all, clowns.
Shoot.
I'm gonna. First of all, clowns. Yes, they were originally designed to entertain and bring laughter and all of that. What are you doing?
Not doing nothing.
All right. They designed to bring laughter. At some point, clowns became scary to some kids. Some kids were frightened. What the hell is that?
Nothing.
And a lot of times it became part of kids' nightmares to be frightened by clowns. What the hell is that?
Oh, I just stepped outside.
Some kids are frightened by clowns. They have nightmares. So, like American Horror Stories, will use a scary clown because it's out of your nightmare, and they get scared by that stuff. Okay,
but that ain't all clowns. That ain't all clowns.
The hell is that? No, it's
gotta make it. Try to make it out like clowns are bad people.
They're not bad. But in this day and age, though, unless you're with a big circus, clowns.
Well, I was with Brahman
Brothers.
Piddles
the Clown. Look, sir, you don't understand.
I don't think it's right.
Well, all right, it's not right. You don't sound like you scared a few kids in your day with little kids doing parties and stuff.
Why on earth would I do that?
What is that? What is going on?
What?
There's something on the other end of this receiver. Are you around some kind of animal or something?
Well, I just I thought you all understood that I still live with some of the fellas and the gals.
Oh, wait a second. So you are like from Gibbtown? You still live with the freak? How are you? How's a clown a freak?
Well,
I mean, I can understand the bearded lady, lobster boy, the lizard man, these ones. But you're a clown, and you brought laughter and all this stuff. And so you're living amongst freaks?
Well, we all show folk when it comes down to it. And I got to tell you, that's another thing they got right on that show.
American Horror Stories. What?
Kathy Bates. Bearded one?
Yeah.
I bearded one. Look, just like
all right. Wait, hold on now. Now just stop for a second. You're freaking me out right now on the phone talking to you, Piddles the Clown.
Well, I've become a clown because I'm kind of an odd-looking feller.
Yeah? And you became a clown because you're odd-looking?
And that's why the war paint helps.
The cover-up. You probably have given kids many a nightmare.
Well, I certainly hope not. I mean, what I did was...
A deformed, smoking clown who calls himself Piddles the Clown, who still lives in a freak village with bedding down a bearded lady, talking about Lobster Boy, and you're talking about how American Horror Stories giving clowns a bad image because they're scaring people when clowns are supposed to bring laughter and all that stuff. You're probably scaring more people than you know.
Bringing laughter and joy.
Not you. So, who else is there with you right now?
Well, let me take a look around. Let's
see who's there. Let's say hi to him.
Yes?
Yeah, who's that?
Mary? Mary over there? Yeah?
Who's that?
Terry? I'm a Gene here. I think I'm a Gene over there.
What's her problem?
You're born without a tongue.
Hey, Buckaroos, this is Jerry Jeff Walker, and you're listening to Stan and Haney at 96 K-Rock.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. showed it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stan and Haney. And liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney all afternoon.
Place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Opened up the show, Haney. We forgot to talk about it yesterday. Jerry Jeff Walker, 78.
And was very good to us.
Very good to us. Was a guest on our show. As a matter of fact, I will
many
have
times.
It up on our interviews section on 96krock.com. Our visit with Jerry Jeff, one of the all-time greats, wrote Mr. Bojangles and L.A. Freeway. And
we were his buckaroos.
And we were his buckaroos.
Yeah.
Yeah. As you can see, you all right?
No.
Okay. As you can see, Junior is back.
Hello, everyone.
He had some family issues, an excused day
legitimate.
Off. Legitimate this time. And
it wasn't fake COVID.
No. And so he's back.
And I hate to do this, buddy, because I really want to catch up with you. But I need you to do something for me real quick.
Yeah, what's that?
Can you ask Mother to come in here?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, Mother.
Right back and join in the fun.
Yeah. Join in all the carefree frivolity.
Yep.
Oh,
because you know I can't really start the show until I feel like yesterday's show is done.
He's put
and
to
there's,
bed.
If you recall, there's something that I promised Mother.
Yep, that you would get him for such a great job that he did.
Yep.
Now he could be in a meeting because here comes. There's an excuse. Why can't he come in? Is he coming? Is he? Oh, he's coming around the other way.
Hey, Mother, what's up?
Hey, Mother.
Hey, my mother's.
There you go.
I'm a man of my word.
Wow. You know what? I didn't think that you were serious, but you are a man of your word.
And I don't have to round, Mother.
And it's a premium brand.
It is a premium brand.
I think
brand.
It's your brand.
It is exactly my brand. What a nice gesture.
Well, you did a great job for us, man. You came through in the clutch.
I appreciate it.
You did a great job. I mean, you were here one day, and, man, this guy was designing logos.
Yeah, had logos and everything to go with every segment to get the studio atmosphere right.
I mean, I was really worried after you told me that he was an F-up and wasn't paying attention, because he was really on point.
Said, I didn't say he was an F-up. I just said he's a little slow.
He did not miss one step yesterday.
I trained him good.
Well, you warned me that he didn't seem like he knew what he was doing.
It just took him a minute to catch on.
Didn't you say that I'm in for a bumpy ride and I better just prepare myself for that?
I just said look out.
Yeah.
But thank you, Mother.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you, guys. It was an honor. Now I can put it on my resume that I was on the Stan and Haney producer of the show.
And you went the extra mile, and so do we.
Yeah. Awesome. And if you put us down as a reference for anything and they call, we'll say verify that you were a producer.
Please do, and thank you.
Yeah, just remember, don't get carried away. This doesn't mean we're friends.
Okay. You made that very clear.
Okay.
After the air as well.
Okay, buddy.
There you go, pal.
Thanks, guys.
There you go. There goes Mother.
Yeah, so...
You want me to come back next week?
So now that we got that bit of business out of the way...
He had such a good time yesterday doing... You'll never hear this out of Junior's mouth. He had such a good time doing this. He finished up the show yesterday, and he was getting your squawk box back into the office, and he said... I said, great job. You did a good job. He goes, it went by so fast. I was having such a good time, and things were going on that 4 hours zipped by.
I remember those days.
Yep, sure do.
But now we got our boy back.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
And he's got one question for you.
And what's that question?
If you had to guess what that question might be.
You want your money, don't you?
You got money for him?
Yeah, I got a little bit.
What'd you come back with?
Give me 1 second.
Now, let's review. He made his first payment to you on the drum sound effect.
Now, I want you to think about this. Yeah. And it cost me a carton of smokes for his... What the?
Okay, now, please.
And then I want you to count it.
No, you know what? No, I want you, Stan, to count my change for me. Be careful, there's coins.
Wait, there's also a little receipt there, too.
What, an IOU, maybe?
Maybe.
And that's totally inaccurate.
Well, how much more do I owe you?
Oh, hold on. I gotta do this all in 2 minutes. Then we gotta take a break.
Junior, do you not understand that because you paid me $100 a couple of months ago, I gave you that $100 back?
Right.
Which means that what you owe me is untrue.
That's been discredited.
No,
you owe me the full price of the boombox now.
Hold on. Stop.
Please, Stan.
Thank you, Haney. He gave you back the $100 you gave him for the first payment. Said, take it. You need some money. Nobody should go on a plane with multiple
I said, we'll stops. The $100, I said, we'll add this to what you owe.
And then he gave you a second honeybee.
I didn't ask for that.
He gave you a second honeybee, a hundy. And told you, do not spend it. It is almost like a girl that's been on a bad date and needs to save that dime for a phone call. He gave you the $100 in case of an emergency. You were stranded somewhere. You were walking on the street bum.
I didn't want you, stuck sleeping in a men's room in a strange city.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what that was for.
Yeah.
He was expecting that back.
Right.
Let's see.
See, he knew that.
15.
Yeah. I'll own up to that. Yeah.
He went into the stuff that he was not supposed to touch to the tune of about $28 into that.
No, recount that.
I am recounting it. 50.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're right. 50, 60, 70, 80, 90. He used $8 of the money that you told him that you wanted back.
There was 50 cents there, too.
Oh,
don't forget about
that. $7.50.
Yep.
What was so important for $7.50 that you had to disappoint me?
After the first hundy was gone.
A pack of smokes.
Told you.
But the first hundy, remember, you only wanted 50, and I gave you the first 100.
We should have just went with that original 50.
What did you spend your money on? Because we got messages about your plane tickets were taken care of. Your baggage was taken care of.
The only thing you had to worry about is cigarettes.
That's been discredited. I would like that stricken from the record.
What are you saying? It's a typical smear job from Russia?
Texter was a liar.
I've got the text right here. Junior's mom hasn't left for home yet. And I like the show even without him. I paid for his plane ticket, and his sister paid for luggage. The only expenses he had were his cigarettes.
Fake news.
And plus, they don't sell anything on the planes because of the COVID.
Fake news.
He disappointed you on that one.
It's even more disappointing because it was $7.
All right, but here's the thing.
And 50 cents away from mission accomplished.
Yep.
Here's the thing.
Gotta dig into it. It's too tempting.
And now somehow, I gave this guy...
I know you did.
$100.
It's actually $200.
And he's convinced himself that he no longer owes that to me.
What? No, I still owe you. I wrote an IOU.
You wrote me an IOU
that
shows
was.
That you've made one payment.
That's as good as gold.
We're going to be back.
Stan?
What? I'm getting mad.
Just a quick question before we do.
Yeah.
When I walked into the studio, I don't even know if I should mention it, but it sounds like there's... a swarm of bees or mosquitoes or is it a loud fan?
They're trying to suck up and dry up the area on the other side. Septic pipe exploded in the building and it's sewage down there.
Oh, jeez.
Wear a mask.
My friend, you have seen this incident based on sworn testimony. Can you prove that it didn't happen?
Can't.
Perhaps on your way home. Someone will pass you in the dark, and you will never know it, for they will be...
Stan and Haney.
God help us in the future.
96 K-Rock.
The sewer pipe?
Yeah, I guess the septic pipe from the bathroom, the old bathroom down the hall.
Oh, ruptured. God.
And from what I was told, the hallway had fecal.
This far down?
Not this far down, that end. But fumes carry.
Good Lord.
If you want some help from an attorney.
I'm thinking about it.
Mike Chiannopoulos will be on this afternoon. As a matter of fact, in less than an hour, he'll be phoning in. Text your questions for Mike. He's a lawyer. That's why he comes on the show every Tuesday from Absolute Law to answer your legal questions. 239-277-9600. Text your questions for Mike. We'll pose the questions to him. He'll give you the answers. Family law, child support, alimony, DUI, criminal, civil,
whatever you've
veterans.
Done. You know what you've done.
Yeah.
Stan, $7.50 from success.
I know.
Do you know how much cigarettes cost in Minnesota?
It should have come out of the first 100 he gave you.
It's $10 for a pack of cigarettes up there.
Well, how much did you smoke up there?
Oh, a lot. But as soon as I came back down, then I bought a pack of cigarettes, which is roughly around $7.
So you didn't even spend it while traveling. You spent it here.
I spent a little bit while I was traveling.
What did you spend your money on while you were traveling? Because everything was taken care of for you.
It's crap at the airport.
What did you get at the airport?
I got a bagel with lox. Mm-hmm.
How much was that?
$20.
Sounds about right.
About right.
Now.
Any cocktails?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Some brewskis.
How much? Yeah. How much are those at the airport?
I don't know. I lost count.
Did you buy anybody drinks?
Sure he did.
Oh, I bought a round.
Yep. Because he had the money.
Now, I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
Knowing what you know now, that airport bagels are $20 and cigarettes are $10,
yeah.
Are you glad that I didn't listen to you, that you only needed 50?
I would have been more conservative with my money.
Yes, he's exactly right, because that's the way he thinks. If he had 50, he would have... been calculating in his head to keep that on budget. Being that he had two honeybees, it was a new budget. Yeah, in his
may
head.
As well have a $20 bagel.
Yeah, I got the cash.
Is that true?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, I mean,
yes.
When you're in the triple digits there.
Jeez. Grab bag.
Yeah. Give me a bagel and a pack of smokes, and, well, I've blown through pretty much what I asked him for.
Yeah. But after all, I got more than I thought, so I budgeted different.
Good thing he's a sucker.
Told you. bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, U.S. 41 North Naples.
$7.50. And it would have been glorious. Yeah. I would have said, told you, Stan. Yeah. Told you.
But nope. I told you.
You have no idea what this ultimately cost me because we had a bet.
Yeah.
How much did you lose?
A lot.
Can I borrow it?
See?
No, you got to ask him because it's his money now. That's the way it works.
Yeah.
You got any loose change?
Watch this. No.
So that's how it's done. I see.
The spread for this Sunday's Chief Jets game is so crazy, people are betting on the Jets to cover it.
Well, how bad is the spread?
Kansas City is 6-1. The Jets are 0-7. But they could possibly cover the spread. It's 20.5 points. And luckily, I know a guy.
Sal Sandwiches. Oh, it's you. Okay, you didn't hear from me. But Mahomes, he's going home by halftime. Listen. Benny and the Jets. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? Smooth, not chunky peanut butter is a better spread. You get me? Hmm? The spread covers the bread. The spread I gotta go.
I might put a bet on that.
Yeah, those Jets fans, aren't they adorable?
Yeah. This is so great. A son thought he would play a prank on his mom, but she bought none of it, and it wound up with him getting egg on the face. He wanted to call his mom and act like he was calling from prison. It didn't work.
Hello?
Hello, this is a collect call from the Broward County Jail for inmate Jakari Lucas. Say yes to accept this call.
Yes?
Hello?
Call your daddy.
I like that woman.
Yeah.
See, I gotta learn how to do what she just did.
Yes! Yes!
But you wouldn't like that, Junior.
Like what?
If I was like that lady and just... No.
No, I wouldn't like it.
No, you hate the word no.
Yeah.
But you also hate to owe me money.
Yeah.
It's a vicious cycle, see? Yeah.
I guess I see it.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you right now, and I've known him for over 30 years. He does not owe me money, and I do not owe him money. 30 years.
Not to say we haven't occasionally helped each other out.
Correct. But as we sit and breathe right here, you know, partnership. How can a partnership last 30 some odd years? He does not owe me any money. And I don't owe him any money.
And on the rare occasion that I have owed you money, I didn't sleep.
No.
I tossed and turned. I can't owe that bastard a thing.
Yep. Son of a bitch. Yep. We've been together for so long. I get a load of this. This guy right here in Florida was arrested after he got drunk, stole a backhoe, and drove around the neighborhood digging up Biden signs.
Well, since when did that become illegal? A man deserves a medal.
I just cannot believe that we're really in this age of time that we're dealing with this again.
Next thing we know, we see him bike up, rev up the engine, and just run over this fence. I kind of followed the guy along.
And the whole time he's stopping traffic, cussing everybody out. They had a binding sign as he went down the road. He goes over there and they had about four or five signs. He took the front end loader and he actually dug them up.
Well, they're so rare, they're probably worth money.
I'm going to tell you this. I took the back roads to St. Augustine, so I got to eat at the Elvis Diner. And then I got to eat at the oldest diner, both coming up and going back. Now.
Oh, yeah. So check on the old bucket list.
Yep. So I'm going through every single small town in Central Florida.
Did you go through Citra?
Yes, I did. There was not a Biden sign to be found. And
you know, when you
miles
live,
of
when
Trump
you,
stuff.
When you live in Citra,
yeah.
Ocala's the big city.
And some of the most vulgar.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of those are painted on the community water towers.
Yes, on water towers, sides of barns,
yep.
Billboards.
Yep.
Not a Biden.
That does take quite a bit off the trip, though, if you don't get caught behind somebody.
Well, you're going around. I like you because you're off the highway and you get to see a lot of stuff.
Did you find yourself at any point as you're driving involuntarily whistling the Mayberry theme?
Sure, it comes to mind. Nobody has seen the real Florida until they take a long 200, 300-mile drive up through the center. You don't know what Florida is. Our gal.
You go up that way, it makes La Belle look like a thriving metropolis.
It sure does. Our gal, Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia who?
Neutron Bomb.
That's it, baby.
Doesn't think, because she's getting a lot of criticism about this now with today's society.
Why is she getting criticism? The woman is very ill.
She's being criticized for the movie Grease, because Grease is anti-feminist.
This is not the time to be picking on Olivia Neutron Bomb.
Olivia says it's just a girl who loves a guy, and she thinks if she changes, he'll like her. And he thinks if he does that, she'll like him. People do that for each other, she said. Here's what the whole big problem is.
Why do you want to overcomplicate something simple and good?
Anti-feminism because of this.
What's the matter? Aren't you happy?
No, not really, Frenchie, but I think I know a way I could be.
You gotta be kidding me, man!
Hey, what is this, Halloween?
Where did you swipe this Letterman sweater, huh?
My tools were out stealing hubcaps on Letterman track. How do you like that? I can't believe it. Danny Zuko turned jock?
That's right, I did. What are you doing, deserting us?
Oh, come on, guys. You know you mean a lot to me. It's just that Sandy does, too, and I'm going to do anything I can to get her. That's
all. This is where she changes.
Sandy?
You don't have to do that, Sandy.
Tell me about it, Stir. You're the one that I want.
Stop trying to spoil everything good.
I know it. Oh, this is anti-feminist. How dare you, Olivia Newton-John, star in that back in the 70s?
That's what we should do. We should start anti-fem.
Yes!
And go around busting stuff up.
Yeah, starting fires.
And saying, you can't be neutral when it comes to feminism. You have to be anti-feminist.
Yeah. This is horrible. Dwight Howard, NBA star, longtime Orlando Magic.
Well, yeah. See, the Orlando Magic, they know how to draft great players, but then they won't pay them. They can't.
Dwight Howard's 12-year-old son says he hates his dad because he never talks to him. He says they even made an online video game account so that they could play games together, but he never spends time with his dad. Here's the 12-year-old.
Oh, isn't social media wonderful?
Yeah, and that and you'll hear the son. Nobody told him to say this. This is how he feels about his father, Dwight Howard.
As of right now, I hate you. And I'm not saying this because someone told me to. I actually hate you. You don't talk to me at all. Once Layla gets as old as me, she's going to feel the same way. You don't talk to any of us. We made you a Roblox account so you could play with us when you're in Atlanta. We're here. Do you ever play on it? No.
Because he's earning.
Or ever play with us. Only time you do something with us is if we're with you, and that's rarely when we're with you. Every time we go to the house, we're always by Mama V. We don't need a nanny.
Thank you. I'm proud of you, son.
That is about the most disrespectful thing I've ever heard
in my life.
Yeah. Now you go to your room.
Yeah. Think about what you just said.
And I want you to look around that room and think about how bad you got it, because it's going to be empty tomorrow.
Yep.
There'll be nothing but a bed.
Yep.
Would that work on you, Junior?
No.
No, okay. That's the way he lives now.
So you just make another I hate you video.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Get a load of this. And for people that...
I don't like to play Roblox, Junior.
Please.
And you can't make me.
Treat me with respect.
A number... Follow me on this one, and I'm surprised about this. A number one song with just one songwriter is becoming a thing of the past. Back in the 1970s, 44% of number one songs had a single songwriter. In the 2010s, it's fallen to 4%.
That's because it's all like the same four guys in Sweden that write every song.
Here's the shocker about this thing. The last song to reach number one with a single writer was Ed Sheeran's Perfect, which reached number one in December of 2017. And get a load of this. The last song written solely by a female songwriter to reach number one was Alicia Keys' Fallen, all the way back in 2001. This was the last woman to write a number one song all by herself. 19 years ago. That's it. I find that incredible.
I don't.
You don't think it's an oddity? Remember the 70s, Haney, the singer-songwriters?
Well, the 70s would be a lot different. And we wouldn't have, let's say, an album the quality of Hotel California. Because there is no music business unless you're Taylor Swift.
Yep.
Or Katy Perry.
Yep.
Because Don Henley and all of those guys that are highly talented and intelligent, do you think they wanted to live like bums? A record company comes along and says, hey, we'll keep you above water while you're recording. And pay them to write songs and put albums out before they became big superstars.
Right.
That doesn't happen anymore.
No.
They used to have...
Where are the Jim Croces, the John Denvers, the Lobos?
Oh, they're everywhere.
But they're just
but
not
there
making any
used
money.
To be people from the record company that would go out to find them and
right.
be rewarded for finding talent.
No more.
Nope.
We got to take a break. When we come back, story from the local beat. Well, it's down the Florida Keysway, happened on the 7 Mile Bridge. Lady, drunk, three wheels.
Hey, Junior?
Yeah.
Was that bagel the most expensive thing you bought?
No. No, it wasn't.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, I think it was.
No. He bought some personal stuff. Drinks. He bought some personal stuff for himself, too.
Well, what did you? What drinks did you treat yourself to? What kind?
Oh, like a rum and coke?
Yeah.
Brewski?
Well brand or Bacardi?
Bacardi.
Oh, yes, good.
We'll be back. Name brand.
We, the management of Beasley Media Group, would like to thank Stan and Haney for decades of dedication to this radio station. We would like to, but we won't. Mm. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, Tuesday edition. We'll have the local beat for you in just a second. Mike Chiannopoulos, in about 20-25 minutes, taking your legal questions. If you have a question for Mike and want some legal advice, text us, 239-277-9600. Later on today, chance to win Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips, the title, The Courtroom.
Nice.
Yes, it's a good one. Oh, by the way, I just have to say this. I got a memo, a letter, an official letter from my condo association.
An official letter?
Yeah, they wanted to let us know. I didn't know this.
What, they repaving the parking lot again?
Again. The memo came out because we're coming into season.
Otherwise known as showtime.
Yeah.
When they put on a good front for all the snowbirds.
I guess since March, when all the closures happened with COVID, our community has been COVID-free. Not a single case of COVID in my condo community. The master board sent out a note that was emailed to me. Snowbirds are returning, and we've had our first several cases of COVID in the complex. So we went from March all the way till now,
so
where
do you
I live,
get, do you
COVID
get,
free.
Do you get like a COVID rebate for good behavior?
Now, they're all coming in, going
and bringing it with them.
Leaving the Northeast, Midwest, coming down, and they're bringing it with them. Cases showing up in our condo complex for the first time.
Left and right.
Left and right. And it's just started. They haven't even, it's just trickling in now with the snowbirds.
Good Lord.
Unbelievable.
You know, I like to give credit where credit is due.
Yep. You thank, I thank the bank for the money and God for you.
You know, sure, Junior has his faults.
Darn right he does.
But over vacation, when he came over to shake me down for money, What are you laughing at? That's accurate.
Isn't it? I didn't shake you down.
Oh, that's what I heard.
Making it sound like I was forcing you to.
Pretty close.
Well, you.
I asked for 50. You gave me 200.
No, he called me up and he goes, "Hey, I need some hooch."
Which we all thought, even Mother thought that was booze.
And then he asked me, well, what are you, a 1920s gangster? What does hooch mean to you?
Money.
It's booze.
Well, I thought it meant money, so.
Because he asked me for hooch, I said, sure. Help but I don't want you on the road with it. And but he did teach me a little bit about the rap game.
Okay.
And you said you thought that I could fit in pretty well in the rap game.
I think you could.
Now, not the way I'm dressed now, but the way I was dressed on vacation.
Right, I've seen you that way.
I was wearing my Miami Dolphins flip-flops.
Yeah, had a bathing suit on.
No, I was wearing short shorts and a half shirt.
Right on, that's what I wear.
Yeah. And he started showing me some rap videos where he'd recorded the music.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, those look like okay guys. I think I'd fit in there. And I said, I can't help but notice they're all carrying cups like I carry.
Styrofoam.
Yeah.
But it has to be a double cup.
You see?
Oh, and now you got the double cup going. What the
Now hell? You know why you got to do the double cup, Stan?
Why is that?
Because when you're walking around and you're sipping your Hennessy, you want to have that bottom cup so you can go into Pops and get some fresh ice.
That would make sense.
They call it Henny. They don't call it Hennessy. Henny. Okay, whatever. Sipping on that Henny.
See, I'm with it now. Yeah. I'm double cupping it.
Yeah, just ask Mother about it.
He knows about it. Let's do the local beat right now. When I'm finished with that, we'll take care of what we got to take care of. So for later editing purposes, it won't spring up on somebody.
Hard break.
Yeah, a hard break. This local beat is from Florida. It's down south. It's the Keys, and a woman who, well, was going to drive no matter what. There we go.
Nothing like a strong, independent woman.
Yeah. Let me get this ready.
You know, there is something we've
appropriate.
Learned about women over the years.
They're all crazy and capable of anything, as this story will prove. Hold on. There we go.
So if somebody sees me with that double cup, they'll know I'm with it.
Dateline Monroe County, down in the Keys. Headline. Woman arrested for DUI after Florida deputies catch her driving without a tire and swerving in traffic.
How do you do that?
I don't know.
How do you even do that?
Dateline Monroe County, down Florida Keys way. A woman was arrested for DUI after deputies caught her driving her Jeep on its rim, swerving into traffic. A Monroe County deputy said they saw one 32-year-old Crystal Berglund driving her black Jeep northbound on the 7 Mile Bridge at around 5:20 p.m. in the afternoon this past Friday. They were on the lookout for her because they received a bolo. Be on the lookout for a reckless car.
And if you're doing that in the Keys, there's only one friggin' road.
Yep. The deputy said the driver's side rear tire was gone. And the Jeep was being driven on the rim.
What, are you going to let that spoil your day?
Yeah. Also stating that the rim was disintegrating and throwing debris into the road. The deputy tried to conduct a traffic stop, but the Oregon woman kept driving and was seen swerving into oncoming traffic. Multiple cars had to take evasive action to avoid crashing. Berglund eventually stopped the car near the Welcome to Marathon sign after getting off the bridge. The deputy said the woman smelled of alcohol. Berglund told deputies she had just gotten into an argument with her boyfriend and that he hit her and got out of the Jeep. She also said she wasn't aware that she was missing a tire.
None of this is her fault.
Now, the woman's boyfriend walked up to the scene and told the deputy they got into an argument, yeah, and that she hit him in the face and left their previous location after he warned her that the Jeep had a flat tire. The boyfriend did have a cut on his lip consistent with being hit in the mouth.
Well, and I'm looking at her smiling mugshot, and I don't see a mark on her.
Nope. When they realized they didn't see a mark on her, and he was bleeding from the mouth after being punched in the face.
And you'd never know this, Stan, but I'll point it out to you, because they're so good. She does her own eyebrows.
Yes, she does. You can tell. Once confronted with the story from the boyfriend, Berglund later changed her story and said, yeah, she hit her boyfriend. She was taken to jail and was arrested for DUI, reckless driving, and battery.
Depending on how you drive and your car's condition, you can get incredible mileage from the Goodyear Custom Wide Tread Polyglass tire. But polyglass means more than mileage when your wife has to drive alone. When a woman's at the wheel, polyglass means more than mileage.
Damn right it does. Riding on the rim. Didn't know there was a flat.
Okay. That I didn't know.
So there you go. There's your local beat for today.
Oh.
You know, these days our homes do so much. I mean, think about it. They're remote offices, movie theaters, even virtual shopping malls. And Xfinity Internet keeps all of it running smoothly with the speed to power all of your devices at once. So while the kids are on video gaming away on the video, you can do video chats with ease and with coverage throughout your home. You can internet wherever and whenever.
Xfinity Internet keeps your home humming with reliable speed and coverage. Now that's simple, easy, awesome.
Xfinity delivers gig speeds to more homes than anyone. Check out their amazing offers on packages with gig or get started with internet for $25 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, ask about, we know about it, XFi Complete for unlimited data, whole home Wi-Fi, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today.
Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 11-22-20. Restrictions apply.
Mike Chinopoulos is next. If you want to talk to Mike, 239-277-9600. Text your questions for Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. He's next, right here on the Stan and Haney Show.
America is on the go from Maine to the Grand Canyon with
Stan and Haney
as a traveling companion.
That's right.
96 J-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Mike Chinopoulos going to be coming up here in just a second as Junior attempting to get him on the line. He's a very busy man. Not Junior, Mike Chinopoulos.
Yeah, exactly.
In about 30 minutes, we're going to get your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney.
I just saw it on his face, and Junior didn't say anything, but I saw it on his face.
Yeah.
He has feelings, you know. He's a human being.
Right. He bleeds. he bleeds red, just like everybody. We'll also take a look at the 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. In 1 hour, we are going to play Stan's Name That Movie. Chance to win some prizes just by identifying the film. 5 movie clips. And today's topic, the courtroom. There are some great movie scenes.
The courtroom, as in name a place that you'll never see any of these effing people.
So that's what's coming up. If you have a question for Mike, text us 239-277-9600. And the man himself is on the line now. Good job, Junior. You know what? You have feelings, too. Why can't I hear you? Oh, I had the wrong button. What?
I do have feelings. Yes. You guys just don't care.
No, but you do a great job, and I notice you've been paying attention, because when we talked about the fiduciary issues earlier, you've been paying attention and learning well. You said that's been discredited. It's a smear campaign.
It's a smear campaign against me. Yeah.
Mike Chinopoulos joins us. Mike, how are you?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I couldn't hear anything, so I couldn't hear what you're laughing about.
That's okay. We were just talking about fiduciary things as to how much money our producer, Junior, owes Haney.
Are you allowed to use the F word there on the radio?
No. No, but you know what? Everything has been discredited. It's a smear campaign, Mike.
I believe that. I believe that. Haney, it's a political season, and they're all just out to assassinate the great one.
Yep, you are absolutely right. Glad to have you back on. We were off last week. You heard a best of Mike
but
from
you know
last
what?
Week.
I do have to say this, because with all of the cynicism and anger and everything, I watched Judge Barrett being sworn in by Clarence Thomas, and I got to admit, my heart swelled with pride seeing the American flag there, the justice being sworn in.
It's a piece of history, right, Mike?
Yeah, I'm so disgusted with everything that they do to those judges.
Who what they have to go through.
To nonpartisan, everything they do to drive them families through the mud is unnecessary and is a waste of our tax dollars, and they just seem to think it's okay.
Well, what I found really astounding is I thought Judge Barrett made a very nice, short, concise speech talking about what justices are supposed to do.
And what senators are supposed to do.
And there is such a schism that what we all thought we believed as far as what judges do, which she laid out very simply and brilliantly, it doesn't matter what my opinion is, it's a matter of the Constitution,
the
and your social issues should be hashed out in Congress. That's not what the Supreme Court is for.
Amen.
And half the country lost their minds and said, what is she saying?
Well, you know, I could talk about the separation of powers and the fact that the Constitution has been turned on its head all day long. And I love the Constitution. But, Stan, we got anybody calling in today?
We got a lot. We have on the text and we have on the emails. Let's begin with you, Mike Chiannopoulos. This person says, my name is Shannon. And I need to see if I'm a felon or not.
Let's play the game. Who's a felon? Who's not?
My charge was resisting without violence. I did violate and was put back on probation, but completed. I thought it was adjudicated guilty, but I've never had to register. I've also passed background checks for jobs and have gotten my license back with absolutely no issues. Am I a felon or not?
Well, since you believed that you pled guilty, you like are a felon, and the only way to not be is if adjudication was withheld.
Mike, you're breaking up a little bit. Can we clean it up somehow?
Is that any better?
Yes.
Okay. So, it sounds like you're a felon because you pled guilty, based on what you're saying, but we can look at the records and find out whether or not that's true. And listen, you might have just got lucky. Somebody might have lost your paperwork. That happens. But you
Does
can call
it?
Me.
It happens, and then you can go around for years, decades, and they don't know where your paperwork is, so you're, you know, running around like you don't. You're
never happened.
Never happened.
Listen, I had a guy that came to me. He was a sea captain. And he was up for renewal of his license, and he pled guilty to a felony. And I said, well, the first thing you do is, you know, keep your mouth shut. They don't ask you that question to renew. They only ask it on your initial application. So you don't have to answer the question. Just renew. If there's a problem, they'll kick it back to you, and we'll deal with it.
So let me follow up on
So it truly is better to ask forgiveness than seek permission.
Well, let me
somebody
add,
lost his paperwork in the system.
So should he keep his mouth shut, or does he want to open this door with you to go and find out if, in fact, he is? So
well,
far, he hasn't been popped.
Right, but let's just look at the public records and see what's available. I wouldn't file anything. No, if they think it's not there, it's not there. But let's look. You can call me at 239-ASK-MIKE. We can go look at the records, and I can tell you what's out there, whether or not there's a conviction on file that's easy to see.
All right. Let's go to the next one. This is an email that we had gotten while we were away. This is for Mike Chiannopoulos. Mike, this may sound silly, but it's really got me upset. Last month, I bought a washer and dryer from a big box store. They offered free delivery, and the deal was pretty good, about $1,200. It was, however, on back order, and wouldn't be delivered until October 28th, which is, I guess, tomorrow. No problem for me. However, on last Friday, I got an email saying that the delivery date was pushed back to December 23rd. No explanation.
Merry Christmas.
I called customer service, and they said it was still on back order from the manufacturer. Well, the next call I made was to the manufacturer, who told me they don't even make that model anymore, and they have no idea why the box store would sell it to me. Now, how can a major appliance chain get away with this? After a month and a half, I did get my money back, but I'm still out of washer and dryer. They sold a washer and dryer and kept pushing back the delivery date, and when he called the company,
they probably had it in a warehouse somewhere.
They say they don't even make it.
Well, yeah. I mean, what happened is they were just pushing back the date, hoping they could find one somewhere. So somebody messed up, and they were panicked.
Yeah.
I get that. But listen, you got your money back, and you could sue them in small claims court. But what you would have gotten if you won in small claims court was your money back. You've already gotten that. There's no legal remedy available for you right now. You don't get pain and suffering for a contract thing like that.
Right.
What you can do is you can report it to the Attorney General as well as the Better Business Bureau.
All right. Absolute Law text line.
But doesn't it then take years to force them to give up the evidence?
Well, the
we're losing you again.
The Better Business Bureau is kind of a self-policing thing, so they don't really have any teeth. The Attorney General, that information will stay there. So if that piles up with more than one person complaining, then they start looking at it and they'll go after it.
Well, I was just talking about my experience where I was accused of, being a Russian agent, and the CIA director and the FBI director won't give up the paperwork that proves I'm innocent.
Can a major chain, though, knowingly sell something to somebody without it being made anymore?
Well, you would have to prove that it was fraud and not a simple mistake, which would be negligence.
Right.
And over the amount of money that we're talking, where the person's already been refunded the money,
right?
There's no sense in taking that position.
All right. Absolute Law text line. We'll go back to the texts. This is a hard one. A sad one, Mike. I have a question for you, Mike. My sister adopted a child years ago. Now she is 2 months away from turning 18. She has severe mental anger disorders and is a threat to the family. She is not sure what's going to happen the next time she runs away, and she's over the age of 18. So I was wondering if you could explain guardianship, the process, and the possible cost. The last thing she wants is her child to be in jail or dead.
Boy, I'll tell you, I've dealt with this on several occasions, and it's a really tough issue. And some people tell you it's got to be tough love. You've got to turn your back on the child. She's got to hit rock bottom, and if she comes back, that's up to her. Most parents can't do that. It's too emotionally difficult. And so all you can do is seek guardianship. But if she resists that, she'll be entitled to a public defender. She'll be entitled to free counsel. And if she resists it, that could become an expensive process. I would imagine that typically it would cost someplace between $3,000 and $5,000.
Wow.
I don't know that to be sure, because it depends on the case. But I've got some people that I can send you to as well. So it's sad.
That's rough.
It's sad. When I saw that text come in, I said, you know, you go and you have a child and they're turning 18, adopted, they have issues, and now things change when they turn 18 and are quote-unquote adults.
It does. Everything changes legally at that point, and unless that adult is a danger to herself or someone else, you can't really do much about her drug use or even if she had some serious mental health issues and was delusional. As long as she's not a danger to herself or somebody else, they won't do anything. And there's no, she'd probably offer parents insurance at 18, unless she's in college maybe, and there's just simply no resources out there. It's very sad. And yes, we would do a guardianship and put her in the care of one or both of her parents.
This is
what about liability to those parents after they turn 18 if they're still living under their roof?
Well, there wouldn't be what would be considered vicarious liability. In other words, you're responsible for the independent and unknowing act of your child. It wouldn't be that. There's a severance when the child reaches 18. They're emancipated and a full adult and responsible for themselves, and you aren't responsible for them. Now, if you own a car with them and they get in a wreck, yeah, you're going to be sued too.
Right.
Gotcha. While we were talking about felonies and am I a felon or not, this one just came in. Mike, I pled no contest to two felonies when I was 18. I got withheld adjudication. Am I considered a felon?
You are not, because adjudication was withheld, so you were never convicted, and it's the conviction that makes you a felon. So based on everything you're telling me to be true, no, you're not a felon.
Well, that's good news. See, we give you some good news every once in a while here.
That's right.
This one, email for Mike Giannopoulos. This one, I it's not exact, but I can identify with this. And it's I'll just read the text or the email to you, Mike. Mike, I live in a neighborhood in the park, San Carlos Park, I'm assuming. Last week, I was driving down my street when some neighbors came running out of their houses into the road, waving me off. Are you still there?
Yeah, oh, I'm
okay.
Here.
Okay, just wanted. Some neighbors came running out in the road, waving me off. I stopped and they told me some kids had thrown nails and tacks out into the street and to not drive any further. Several of my neighbors had nails in all four tires, and sure enough, I had nails in two of my tires.
Lovely.
We all tried to clean up the road the best we could. We have a good idea who these kids were, but nobody saw them actually do it except for a few other neighborhood brats. Do we confront the parents? I know a police report was made out, but I haven't heard anything further.
Yeah, it's they're not going to go any further unless the identity of the offenders can be established. And they might canvass the neighborhood, but even the kids you describe as other neighborhood brats are probably not going to throw their buddies under the bus, or even if they're not buddies, for fear of retaliation. You can confront the parents. I think years ago, parents would have taken that seriously and said, "Get over here, son. Why'd you do
that?" Oh, I would have gotten my ass beat.
Oh, you? Well, you did, buddy.
Yeah.
But today, the parents are likely to say, "Well, why are you picking on my Johnny? You can't prove he did it."
You know, I
get in your face.
I'm getting a hint in this email, though, somewhere. That if the is there going to be trouble to be found if, say, a few of these neighbors go up to the suspected parents' door? That could even lead to more problems and cops being called, right?
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Years ago, parents would have taken that seriously and confronted their child. Today, I suspect what you're going to get is the parents being aggressive with you, wanting to know why you're picking on their son or daughter that you don't know they did it, you don't have any proof, et cetera, and you don't. So if it were me personally, this isn't legal advice, just advice. If it were me personally, I wouldn't confront them, but I would have everybody put Ring Bell cameras up on their doors.
Yeah.
Or I'd put some surveillance cameras out there to make sure it doesn't happen again. That's what I would do.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, it was probably about 15, 20 years ago. I was going driving home and saw a parent who was cleaning up debris in the road because their kids had thrown boards with nails out there, had a bunch of broken glass, and they thought they were kidding around, having fun playing a joke. Meanwhile, there was a dad out in the street trying to clean the mess up so cars didn't get damaged.
Yep. It's, they're kids. Maybe they think it's funny. They don't understand the consequences. But, you know, I wouldn't confront those parents. I'd invest $300 or $400 in cameras and whatever I needed, rather than end up paying a lawyer $2,500 to go to a domestic violence complaint.
Gotcha. Yeah? One more from the Absolute Law text line, Mike, and it just seems to be that the word felony is popular
today.
The
word of the day.
It's the word of the day, felony. This is from another person on the Absolute Law text line. Mike, if police run your name even with withheld adjudication, you still come up in the system as a felon. At least that's what they're telling me.
Yeah, you don't come up in the system as a felon. You do come up as somebody who is accused of a felony.
Ugh.
All right?
Yeah, we've talked about it before. It doesn't matter. You had nothing to do with the bank robbery. You look like the guy that did it, and they arrested you. It goes on your record.
That's right. And I had a client who was arrested on a rape charge, and it was a case of mistaken identity. He was arrested, booked in. He did look like the guy. There were some circumstances that misled the police. He was later let out, and, you know, there were no charges filed. So there weren't ever even any charges filed against him. But the fact that he was arrested for rape is going to come up every time he gets pulled over for a speeding.
And we've talked about it before, and that is such BS.
Yep.
It is.
So, that's my advice to you. I'm sorry.
I appreciate that, buddy. As we say every time, available 24/7. If people need to get a hold of you, they can reach you, and they will talk to Mike Chiannopoulos.
That's right. 239-ASK-MIKE, 275-6453. I answer the phone 24 hours a day. Doesn't matter. I sleep between noon and 6. Anytime other than that, call me. If it's an emergency, call me even during that. But we got to change the word. You know, the word for today was felon.
Yeah.
Haney, when are we going back to jizya?
Oh, Mike.
Storm Chiannopoulos wants jizya next week. I'm just saying.
I'm telling you, we need
to. You can tell the audience what it means. I'll leave that one to you.
We need to get at least the state legislature to come up with something where, like you're talking about, where the guy was accused of rape, and it turned out they know for a fact he had nothing to do with it. If that has to be on the record, there should at least be an explanation right along with that information.
Yeah, it does. It says arrested, not charged. That's the explanation.
Yeah, but it still pops up.
Many of the cops will think, you know, he just got away with it.
Yeah. Yep. You're right. Yeah. Mike, thank you so much.
Right. Word of the day next week, gentlemen.
Jizya.
I'll talk to you then.
There goes Mike Chiannopoulos, 239. Ask Mike. That is a great number to remember if you're locked up somewhere.
Yeah, say all you have is access to a payphone for a brief period of time.
And you got that one phone call.
Yep.
It stays in your head. 239, ask Mike, and you'll get Mike Chiannopoulos. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
What makes Rocktober the most rocking month of the calendar year? Is it because the leaves turn? No. Is it because of decorative gourds? No. They don't rock. Is it because it's National Cybersecurity Awareness Month? Oh, hell no. It's Rocktober because it rhymes with October. See, rock, oct.
Really, all we did was add an R.
Yeah. Rocktober.
Rocktober.
The month that totally rocks. And it's also the month that grew up with a jerk stepdad and is only able to find part-time work because it's tough out there. And the month that's most likely to give you an STD because Rocktober doesn't wear condoms. So turn it up. Rip the knob off. Because it's Rocktober.
96K Rock is where we've been for years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And they said something else, but I forget what it was.
Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday afternoon. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. About 30 minutes away. From Stan's Name That Movie, chance for you to win, and win big, a prize selected especially for you. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, let's see what we got here. Okay, we'll start in Fort Myers. Got a crash, Alico Road and Capri Drive. Also, Fort Myers, crash, Gladiolus Drive and Winkler Road. We move to Lehigh Acres, crash on the board, 23rd Street Southwest and Bruce Avenue South.
Bruce, don't bring me down.
And in Estero, got a crash, Estero Parkway and Ben Hill Griffin Parkway. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour, the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, Haney's got today's headlines right over here. Here's what's coming up.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
We will tell you how Halloween will be different this year.
Oh, it will be different with social distancing.
You know, for people that are doing well, life gets a little too cutesy.
What do you mean?
A boutique grocery store chain out of San Francisco will sell you bouquets of, quote, organic fall leaves. And it'll only cost you $15.
Through most of the country, we'll get you bags of them if you want, for free.
Well, you get bags of them, and then you dump the bags out, and you set them on fire.
Yep.
In other rich guy news, two rich neighbors in California have gone to war. I don't know if they're both billionaires, but at least one of them is.
Yeah.
The other guy's probably just a millionaire.
Yeah. Well.
Rich guy torturing his rich neighbor by blasting the Gilligan's Island theme at high volume on a loop.
Right on.
And finally.
That's a story, by the way. You listen to that theme, it tells you the whole show.
Yeah. You don't need to catch up. No. Previously on Lost.
Nope.
Every show, it tells you what it's about.
Yep.
A restaurant thief in England is busted when he falls asleep in the bathroom, face down and half-eaten cheesecake. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. One thing, and I had been wanting to say this, and if Junior can find a clip of it to put on our Facebook page, but that story triggered something in my head. Sherwood Schwartz, who created Gilligan's Island,
mm-hmm.
We had him on the show before he passed away, also did the Brady Bunch, and again, another story.
What you need to know.
The year after Gilligan's Island went off the air, he got Alan Hale Jr., I believe Bob Denver, specifically, he created another show for Bob Denver, which was essentially Gilligan's Island, except it was set in a Western time period where they were in their covered wagon going across the country.
Brilliant.
And you had the millionaire, the movie star, and the one who was the skipper role that would always go after a whole thing with the story and everything. I think it lasted like half a season.
How did that not work?
I don't know. It's exact. Do you know what it was? Have you found it?
Dusty's Trail.
Can we hear the song?
Is there a theme song to it?
You know there
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I'd have to find
it. There's got to be. When you find it, let me know. Because it was done. The format was exactly the same as Gilligan's Island, except it was put on like a wagon train.
I don't know how that didn't work.
Oh, what is that?
That's skip ad.
Turn me down for a second.
Skip ad.
I got to play it really quick. Hold on.
All right.
Video will play after ad.
Let me know when you're ready.
All right, roll it.
All right.
Let's follow the path of Dusty's trail. Oh, Dusty's trail. Dusty's trail. A stage and a wagon a-heading west. Part of a wagon train lost from the rest. Dusty's the reason for their plight. Thanks to Dusty, nothing's right. Only the wagon master's hand keeps them a-rolling to the promised land. All the going gets
See, they got the rich ones there. Forrest Tucker played the skipper. Like, there they are, the movie star.
That's the place they must find. Deserts
exactly the same.
Yeah. Are in their way, but they won't stop, come what may. Mountains and hills that they must scale, but they know they'll make it cause they just can't fail.
Dusty!
These trails.
There you go. Yeah, and it's the.
How did that not make it?
I don't know. And if you look on YouTube, and if they've got a whole episode on there, and it's, you know, you see Forrest Tucker taking his hat off and hitting Gilligan over the head. The whole thing.
You mean like you do to Junior?
Yeah. kind of like that. You know what? But it's all, you know what it is? It's all part of laughter.
I'll be back here. Okay? Yeah, you're cuter.
I want
that. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark,
Stan,
everyone,
honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Well, Halloween just days away.
Oh, you can almost sense it.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
scariest celebrities.
Top scariest celebrities.
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Eye of Newt Gingrich.
What is that? What is that?
Gary Boosie.
What was that?
Batty White. Selena Gomez Adams.
Yeah.
It is man.
Cardi Zombie.
Ah!
Ghost Malone. Matt Damon. And finally, the very top scariest celebrity.
Yes.
Rudy Giuliani.
I just got my third ear done.
Okay.
And the lady pierced my ear on my head.
That's just awful.
I hate you, Claire.
I hate you,
Claire. Oh, yeah.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
That's just horrible.
Email time.
What could be worse?
Yeah. Ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Didn't get a chance yesterday because didn't have time, and I apologize for that, but didn't get a chance to read Meg's email, which she had been waiting all through last week.
Well, and you did say that it was very lengthy and you wanted to give it time.
So let's take care of it. She wanted
to. How is she, by the way?
She's mad at a former friend. The email will explain it. She wanted to answer our question of the week from before we went on vacation.
Weeks ago.
Which was, what is something you've held on to for years?
That you can't let go. You can't get past that one.
Gotta get it off your chest. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. This was one of your best questions of the week ever. I'm mad at a former friend of mine. You see, 2 years ago, I got a sizable tax refund and have wanted to go to Pitch Fest in California. What is that? Do you know what that is?
Junior?
Junior Pitch Fest.
I'll look it up.
You sure it's not Bitch Fest?
No, Pitch. P-I-T-C-H. Pitch Fest. A friend of mine at the time told me she would pay for the flight, had family who lived in California, and said all I needed to do was pay for an event package. After I paid $400 to go to Pitch Fest, 2 days later, my friend called me and said she couldn't go because she pulled a hamstring and needed to heal to drive to her grandson's high school. I understand graduations are a big deal. Then as the weeks progressed, I told her I had to cancel my package to Pitch Fest because I wouldn't be able to go. Then she had the nerve to say, after I go see my grandson graduate, I'm leaving for New Jersey. I thought to myself, that was a big F you to me. After 10 years of being friends with her, being there for her, and helping her out, this is the thanks I get. I told her I'm out $400, and she just didn't care. So I cut ties with her. She tries to contact me. I just ignore it. You guys are the best. Sign Meg. Do we know what Pitch Fest is?
It's like, I found some about Hollywood Pitch Festival.
It looks like a Shark Tank type thing.
Yeah, you pitch like screenplays, teleplays, books, web series, short films, and you look for investors, basically.
All right. This is our friend Leo. Stan, how on earth do you know who I am? Oh, I know.
You're not fooling him.
Nope. Been in this business a little while. And I'll show you one point in this that I know. Well, we'll get to it. Hey, you guys. Before we get to the actual email, I drew a picture of what you guys look like. I hope you liked it. It was a scribble scrabble. I'll send it to Junior, but
scribble scrabble.
Yeah. So on Sunday, I was watching the show Community. And I was thinking that Chevy Chase's character would not be played in this day and age. It just goes to show that our society can't take a joke. Now, Leo's supposed to be a little kid. Last time we checked, right, Junior? I am colored, and I do not take offense. What? Even comedians have to watch what they say now. It is so stupid. You guys are the best. Signed, Leo. Thank you, Leo. We didn't hear from him yesterday. We're hearing from him today. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
I think somebody had something new that he wanted. Would you like me to reintroduce this?
Yeah, do it one more time.
Okay. Didn't hear from him yesterday after we got back from vacation. We're hearing from him today. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus Christ!
Ahoy, gentlemen. Guys, so glad you are back. While the best ofs are great, there's nothing like a live show. So as I'm listening to the show and the Junior situation, All of a sudden, I realized that it sounds awfully familiar to another former employee.
No. Don't do that, Guardian.
No.
Don't do that, Guardian.
No.
I can completely understand seeing the similarity.
No, but it's
Jesus Christ.
Apples and oranges.
Yep, both are fruits. Hold on, let's stick to his email. While I applaud Haney's attempt to help Junior, but damn, Haney, how much more can you help him? But that's your business, not mine. I just worry for you, Haney, and your finances. So,
Junior, you and me both, Guardian.
So, Junior, where am I? Oh, so, Junior, do the right thing and pay Haney back ASAP. Well, guys, we're almost to Election Day, and I've got a good feeling. Wish I did. Biden is a danger to America. Agreed. Just listen to the experts and the facts, and you will realize that Biden and the left just aren't right for our great country.
Come on, man.
Of course, that's just my opinion. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
I have absolutely nothing long-winded to say about that. Just when you vote, just look for R.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. I wish we had the days of the old voting booths that I remember my mom and dad used to go to.
Yep, where you could just hit R and you're done.
They had little turn levers that you could go and vote for. But if you didn't want to waste your time, you just pulled the lever and it all went R.
And I got to be honest, this is the first election that's my mentality. I used to think...
me too.
You know, I want to be fair. I want to look at the individual race. No. At this point, anybody that's associated with the D, I can't trust them.
I'll tell you,
they may be fine, but they're showing very poor judgment.
I already voted. First time in my voting age life. In my life, I went straight R.
Good job.
Thank you. Stan's Name That Movie is next. The topic? The courtroom. We'll do it when we come back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Engineered to provide 4 times more listening enjoyment than ever before.
Stan and Haney.
And their fine companions on a trip.
96K Rock.
Told you. Hey, everybody. This is the Stan and Haney Show. 96K Rock. About a half hour away from Mark Haney and the news. And the response already with Jeff Zito being back on 96K Rock. He's middays now. I don't know if you guys know it. Middays, Jeff Zito, 10 till 2.
Couldn't
here on K-Rock.
Couldn't be a more natural thing in the world.
Yep. Back home, kind of. But it's great to have him back on the radio station. Great to have him be our lead-in. So you go from Dave and Chuck the Freak to Jeff Zito to Stan and Haney. And then Al Beck.
And then, of course, you know, batting cleanup,
yeah.
Al Beck
yeah, Al
to
Beck.
Bring us all home.
Yeah. At the end of a long day. We're going to have Stan's Name That Movie here in just a second.
You know, there are many radio stations that have their featured star on at night.
Yeah. We designed it that way.
Yeah. I mean, without Al Beck, none of us would be
none
here.
Of it happens.
Made Junior laugh.
Yeah, it did. Right now, as we speak, on Haney's bed at his home, he has a set of MyPillow Giza Dreams sheets on his bed.
You are 100% absolutely correct, sir.
Mm-hmm. And we're urging you. You should try these sheets. 2-for-1 right now with our special phone number and code, promo code. But 2-for-1 right now, low price, free shipping. So you get two for the price of one and free shipping.
And we all know MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, but MyPillow has just announced they are extending their 60-day money-back guarantee. Orders placed between now and December 25th will have their 60-day money-back guarantee extended through March 1st, 2021.
That's if you're giving it as a gift. They can return them if there's something wrong. And we have a special number for you to call and a special promo code. This is just for Stan and Haney listeners. 1-800-634-9645 and use the promo code 96KROCK.
Or you can go to MyPillow.com. Just make sure you use that promo code 96KROCK.
The number, 1-800-634-9645. The promo code, 96KROCK. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs. Well, they're good. Three Lee County locations, Fort Myers, Cape Coral. Got a few things on the board. We'll start in North Fort Myers. Got a crash, 1100 block of North Tamiami Trail right by the Harbor Estates. Also in North Fort Myers, hit and run, 6300 block of Bayshore Road. Let's see, do I have Fort Myers? Yep, Fort Myers crash. 13,000 block of Metro Parkway right by the ID specialists at Metro. And then in Bonita Springs, we have a crash, 26,000 block of South Tamiami Trail right by the Public Supermarket. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips. Today's theme, The Courthouse. Your job is to be the first person to identify the film. If you do, you'll have your choice of one of the following items. And when I say items, I'm saying food, 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 drink, drink, drink.
Go, go, go.
Go, go, go. A gift certificate to the Pewter Mug. A gift certificate to Shuckers. A gift certificate to Snug Harbor Waterfront. Or where the lovely Carly's going to be this Friday at Felipe's. Right there, it's Felipe's Mexican Taquerita.
Rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it?
Yep, until I start thinking about it. It's down there in Naples, and they have a location on Fort Myers Beach. Carly's going to be at the Naples location Friday, 4 to 6 p.m. Oh, they got a bunch of specials there, too. Tacos, quesadillas, homemade tequila, and more. Sign up for their e-blast and receive a $10 gift card. So we got gift cards to the Pewter Mug, Shuckers, Felipe's, Snug Harbor. First person to identify the film will get their choice while they last of one of those delicious food items. Let's begin. Stan's Name That Movie. I'll release the phones after we play the first movie clip. These are courtroom situations. This might be the hardest. I just watched it over the weekend. It's still as funny as it's always been. Name this movie and win.
Will the defendants rise? Considering all the facts and arguments presented by both counsel, and after careful deliberation, I find the defendants guilty as charged. Do you wish to waive the right to a pre-sentence hearing?
No. Yes, Your Honor.
Taking into account the severe and ruthless nature of this crime and the bleak prospects for your rehabilitation, I hereby sentence you to serve 125 years in the custody of the Commissioner of the Department of Corrections.
What? 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 Wait, no. Wait. No, sit. You know, we didn't do it. There's a misunderstanding.
That's right.
We didn't do it.
We didn't.
I didn't. Our lawyer told us to come up. He's joking. He means we didn't do it.
See, we didn't do it. Have you got the right case?
This is my...
Monroe and Donahue.
Harry Monroe. Harry Monroe. Look under there. In black. Tall.
Sir,
black
we didn't. Dude,
black man.
How much does that mean in actual time?
30 years, Tom.
I'm going to be a dead old man. I don't want to do 125. I don't want to do 100. I don't even want to do 100. I can't. I'll kill this mother. What?
Name the movie. Junior, do you know that movie? Do you know that movie off the top of your head?
No.
Does that make you want to see it now?
Yes.
Yeah, oh, it's good. 277-9600. Name that movie and win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Royce.
Royce, name the movie.
Stir Crazy.
It is Stir Crazy. Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor. It is a great movie.
Yes, it is.
What would you like?
How about the pewter mug?
You got it. You got our last pewter mug for the month. Hold the line.
What a team.
Yeah. Absolutely one of the best comedy teams around. All right, pewter mugs off the board. We got Shuckers, Felipe's, and Snug Harbor. As we go to movie clip number two, The Courtroom. Name this movie.
Now, I'm fixing to commensurate this trial here. We gonna see if we can't come up with a verdict up in here. Now, since y'all say you ain't got no money, we have proprietarily obtained for you one of them court-appointed lawyers. So put your hands together and give it up for Rico Pendejo.
You're my lawyer?
Says here you robbed a hospital. Why'd you do that?
Yeah, I'm not guilty.
That's not what the other lawyer said.
I mean, what the, listen, you got to get me on the stand, okay? I can explain everything. We can take them to your house. We'll show them the pod that I came here.
Get up! Nah. Prosecutor, why you think you done it?
Okay, number one, Your Honor, just look at him.
He talks like a too.
And B, we've got all this, like, evidence of how, like, this guy didn't even pay at the hospital. And I heard that he doesn't even have his tattoo. I know. And I'm all, you gotta be me. But check this out, man. Judge should be like, guilty. Peace.
Not my favorite. Haney loves that movie.
Well, it's one of the greatest documentaries ever made. You can't tell me it hasn't become more and more true.
Yes, all right, let's get a winner first. Do you know what that movie is, Junior?
Absolutely.
All right. Yep. Doesn't surprise me.
Now, what was the prosecutor in that case? Rico Pendejo?
Let's see if anybody else knows. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is John Grace.
Hi, John Grace. How old are you, John?
10.
Ah, great. Do you like the Stan and Haney show?
Yes.
All right. Is your dad making you call?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. But you listen to the show with your dad?
Yes.
That's really good. I appreciate that. Did he or you know the name of that movie?
Yes.
What is it?
Idiocracy.
It is. Amen. Idiocracy. Yes.
I have hope for the future.
Where do you go to school?
Patriot Elementary.
And now, are you going to school or do you have to do it at home on a computer?
I go to the school.
That right on.
But I was sick today.
Oh, you were sick today? Mm-hmm. No COVID, is it? Are you COVID-y?
No.
Okay, good. No. All right. What do you and your dad want?
Shuckers.
Done. Hold on.
Good job.
That's a good kid right there. Good kid.
And learning
in school.
No, by watching Idiocracy.
Oh, no, that ain't going to help him. That's just a break in the day. He's learning. He's in school.
No, it's the greatest social commentary.
He was sick today, though. But he'll be back tomorrow. All right, we're up to movie clip number three. There have been a lot of...
Are you telling me when you watched the Kavanaugh hearings, you didn't think Idiocracy?
Oh, come on, sure. This next movie, a lot of movies have been done about this, but this one, I think, personally, was brilliant. Name, and I want the correct title of the movie.
Well, you're known as the Stern Taskmaster.
Yep. If you want to win a prize, I got to have the right title of this movie. Name it.
This man is not Moriarty. He's an imposter. His name is Jacob Musgrave. A complete lookalike. A doppelganger. A patsy framed to hang for Moriarty's crimes. So that I may abandon my pursuit of him. And he can begin life anew in America.
Why would an innocent man agree to hang for Moriarty's crimes?
Elementary. This man is terminally ill.
Look at him. His pallid complexion. Palsy in his left hand.
Wait, I know. He's an onanist.
Yes, of the most enthusiastic kind.
What's an onanist?
He pours his own tea.
He likes to create his own sauce.
He is a saucier.
And the name of his restaurant is Crotch Kitchen.
On a daily basis, he creams his own eclair. He is Romeo and Juliet.
That should do it.
This here!
And a wanker!
Thank you. Sorry, ladies. This chap here had nothing to lose by being executed. He was literally dying by his own hand. It causes death, you see.
The infallible Sherlock Holmes has indeed spoken. In light of his testimony, I order the release of the suspect.
What? This is an outrage! Do not let this murderer free!
Bang, bang, bang! Court is adjourned.
Do you know that one? Do you know that?
Yeah.
Okay. name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Jim.
Jim, can you name the movie?
Holmes and Watson.
Yep, Holmes and Watson. That great comedy team. You know, you loved them in what movies? Ricky Bobby and...
Step Brothers.
Here's what I got for you. Either Felipe's or Snug Harbor. What do you want?
Well, who doesn't like fish pie? So I'll go with Snug Harbor.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. Holmes and Watson, we're up to number 4.
Yeah, you convinced me on that movie, and I remember I think I watched it either on the way to your wedding or on the way home.
Uh-huh, and you enjoyed it, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. Here's a classic. See, as we get to movies 4 and 5, they should be easier so that you can say you won a prize, although a lot of what we had to give away were gone. We still have Felipe's. We still have Snug Harbor. Movie clip number 4. Name it.
Point of parliamentary procedure.
Don't screw around. They're serious this time.
Take it easy. I'm in pre-law, man.
Thought you pre-med.
What's the difference? Ladies and gentlemen.
What's the difference?
I'll be brief.
How do you think he's empty?
The issue here is not whether we broke a few rules or took a few liberties with our female party guests. We did. But you can't hold a whole fraternity responsible for the behavior of a few sick, perverted individuals. For if you do, then shouldn't we blame the whole fraternity system? And if the whole fraternity system is guilty, then isn't this an indictment of our educational institutions in general? I put it to you, Greg. Isn't this an indictment of our entire American society? Well, you can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Yeah.
Gentlemen.
You're not walking out on this one, mister. You're finished. No more Delta. You bought it this time, Buster! I'm calling your national office! I'm going to revoke your charter! And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college!
Name the movie. You know that one, don't you, Junior?
Yep.
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, let's see if we have a big winner. No, not even trying with that one. Ahoy, who's this?
Jim.
Jim, name the movie.
Yes. Animal House?
It is Animal House. I believe it was either that. I don't know which one came out before. Animal House and Slapshot were the first R-rated movies I got to go to in the theater. What would you like? I've got Felipe's. I've got Snug Harbor.
I'll take Felipe's.
You got it, buddy. We were going to be there this Friday. Hold on.
Was Blues Brothers rated R?
Blues Brothers, I don't know. That came out in 1980. Animal House and Slapshot came out in 78. I don't know if it was rated R. It might have been.
I don't know. I remember seeing that, and my God, movies back then just blew me away.
Yeah.
When I was in the theater, and, you know, pre-internet, internet spoils a lot of things. Like, you learn too much about the movie. All I knew is it was Belushi and Aykroyd, and I wanted to see it.
Yeah.
And I sat down there having no idea what was going to happen or any of the scenes, and it starts with the mall. And I laughed until I think I injured myself, pulled muscles in my ribs.
That was a real mall. We got one more for you. Easiest one out of them all. We have Snug Harbor. We have Felipe's, where we're going to be this Friday. Name this courtroom movie, and you're a big winner.
Mr. Gambini, your witness.
He's a tough one.
Yes.
Mr. Tipton, when you viewed the defendants walking from their car into the sack of suds, what angle was your point of view?
They was kind of walking toward me when they entered the store.
And when they left, what angle was your point of view?
They was kind of walking away from me.
So would you say you got a better shot at them going in and not so much coming out?
You could say that.
I did say that. Would you say that?
Yeah.
Is it possible the two youths...
To what? What was that word?
What word?
To what?
What?
Did you say youths?
Yeah, two youths.
What is a ute?
Oh, excuse me, Your Honor. Two youths.
Do you know? Well, I want. Yes. Do you know that movie? Do you know who the judge was?
No, I forget his name.
Well, just don't say anything. I'll tell you who he was. Great actor. No, he doesn't.
Means nothing.
Yep. Do yourself a favor.
But of course, that's burned into your head.
It completely burned into my head. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Donald.
Donnie? Say hi to. You'll talk to Donnie in a minute. Can you give us the name of the movie?
My Cousin Vinny.
You better believe it. The late great Fred Gwynne, the judge, who was, of course, better known as Herman Munster.
He doesn't know who Herman Munster is.
Donnie, you know who Herman Munster is, right?
I've heard of him.
Oh my God!
Dangerous road out there.
Do you ever see the movie Pet Sematary?
Yeah.
That's Fred Gwynne in that one.
Well, remember, they made it again, so he might not.
Yeah, maybe not. Felipe's or Snug Harbor?
Let's do Snug Harbor.
You got it, buddy. Hold on.
Hey, Gage. Hey, buddy. It's good to see you.
Don't even know who Herman Munster is. Haney, will you put a button on this for us?
This is our turn, Stan. This is like what Steely Dan felt when they said, "She don't remember the Queen of Soul."
Yeah, that's Aretha.
Yeah. So
I can't.
We just got to deal with it. You know, there are people walking the earth that don't know who Herman Munster is.
That's insane.
And we have to accept that. Okay.
All right.
We shouldn't be outraged by it. I know we are. And that concludes Stan's tribute to Herman Munster.
That wasn't to Herman.
Oh, tune in next week for more things you don't know about.
Yes!
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
My toe bone's connected to my foot bone. My foot bone's connected to my heel bone. My heel bone's connected to my ankle bone. That's how they connected those dry bones. Do, 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 do.
Sing it, Charlie, sing it.
Hip bone, that's how they connected those dry bones. Do, 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 do. Back with Dr. Frankenstein is where my story starts. Everything I have may not be mine, but I'm a gentleman of parts. My bone's connected to my shoulder bone. My shoulder bone's connected to my neck bone. My neck bone is bolted to my head bone, and that's how Herman was born. I was assembled, and that's how a Hermy baby was born.
A soothing waterfall of character flaws, coupled with the bitter taste of harsh judgment. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
There's Herman Munster.
That's great. You know, I was just wondering.
What?
What kind of famous would you like to be?
What do you mean, what kind of famous would I like to be?
Like, pick somebody famous.
Yeah.
And the type of famous you'd like to be.
Pick somebody famous. Living or dead?
Anything, you know, sports star, movie star, the level of fame that you'd be comfortable with.
Being a Joe DiMaggio married to Marilyn Monroe. And being a superstar and demand until the day you die to be introduced last as the greatest living ball player.
And you sell a lot of coffee makers.
And you sell a lot of coffee makers.
I've decided my ultimate goal is to be Spike Lee famous.
Why would you want to be Spike Lee famous? Movie maker, Spike Lee, goes to all the Nick games, used to get into
most
big fights
people,
with Reggie Miller.
Most people who know who Spike Lee is have never, ever seen one of his movies.
That's true.
He's mainly famous for going to basketball games. Yet his name always comes up, even though he doesn't do anything.
He makes movies.
Yeah, but I mean, nobody sees them.
I don't know that they're designed for you and I to see them.
Nobody sees them.
You ever see a Spike Lee movie?
A couple.
Name one.
Malcolm X.
Oh, I did see Malcolm X. That's a good one.
Can you name another?
I'm going through the list. I'm not really seeing.
Oh, he's reading again.
You're reading from a
Am I not allowed to look at the computer in front of my face?
When we ask you a question
yeah.
for your reaction, no, we don't want you reading from lists.
We want a natural reaction.
Because if I'd ask you that question and you hadn't Googled it, you wouldn't be able to name a single Spike Lee movie.
At the like off the top of my head, no.
Yeah, that's my point.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, but I have this computer in front of me at my disposal.
You are
and I can
such
check.
A friggin' millennial.
No!
And problematic older white men.
Wait a second. We're still able to think things off the top of our head and get a natural reaction. You're reading from a computer screen.
Yeah, so?
How things are now.
I don't get it. I'll get you updated on traffic. What about you? Who would you want to be?
Who would I want to be?
What level of famous?
There's that guy in all these movies that puts on the makeup and pretends to be like the aliens and does all the makeup. He's in so many movies, but no one knows who he is.
Are you talking about the guy that does The Precious? Andy Serkis?
No.
Gollum?
I can find up his... No, not Andy Serkis, because people recognize him. This guy was in, like, Hellboy. I forget his name. I have to look it
Guillermo
up.
Del Toro.
Yeah, all the Guillermo del Toro movies. That guy.
He thought it right off the top of his head.
Yeah.
Well, that was a stand noise right there.
You know, it's not impressive if it's not off the top of your head.
Yeah, come on.
That's why I have a computer in front of me.
Because anybody can do that, Junior. Yeah. Anybody can have a computer in front of them and answer any question.
Yeah, well, hoity-toity. Look at you guys.
Jeez. Let's get you updated on traffic. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations.
Why is he always reading from lists?
Fort Myers and Cape Coral. One thing on the board right now, it's Fort Myers traffic control. West Lynx Drive and Daniels Parkway. And you are up to date.
Do I have you locked and loaded here?
No, I don't. I got time.
Is it true that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer just held a joint press conference that threatened to kill every man, woman, and child that votes for Trump?
I don't know that. I think that's a smear.
Oh. It's been discredited, I guess.
Are we all on board here? We're still in a month, a certain month.
They're not going to pack the court. They're going to expand it.
Right. I heard a rotating court.
Yeah, I'll tell you what you can rotate on.
Yeah, right here. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme, when people believed everything they heard.
Everything.
This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchor man was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals. He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr. And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was the balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday,
October 27th.
Double M, double X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Boy, he was on the ball today, wasn't he?
Rip the knob off, because it's Rocktober.
Time now for things you didn't know.
It's Benedicto del Tour, not Armando.
What?
What does that mean?
I said Guillermo del Toro.
And the actor's name was Doug Jones.
And you said Armando Jr.
Armando? I don't know. Like, I was trying to come up with a name, and then Haney, off the top of his head, came up with it.
Right on. Doug Jones is the actor you were thinking
of. Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you? Because you looked it up.
Well, I had to look it up, and now I looked it up, and I figured out that it was Doug Jones.
Uh-huh. But you needed me to say Guillermo del Toro before you even know what to look for.
Yeah, that's what I typed in the search engine.
And I first suggested you might be thinking about Andy Serkis, but no, everybody recognizes him.
No, you were wrong.
Sorry about that, folks.
Yeah.
Why is Motel 6 called Motel 6?
I know exactly why Motel 6 is called Motel 6, and I also know why the Super 8 is called the Super 8.
Would you like a moment to Google it?
Nope. I can do that right off the top of my head.
Yeah, that used to be important.
Yep. Especially when you had to take an exam or something, or, you know, get a job or... the Motel 6, because it was $6 a night, and the Super 8 was $8 a night.
You are absolutely correct. Motel 6 is called Motel 6 because it originally charged $6 per night when it opened in 1962.
Yep.
On a related note, have you ever heard of a hollow dome?
A hollow dome.
By Holiday Inn?
No. No, but you know what? I like a Holiday Inn.
A story popped up, and I guess it was huge in the 70s. And Holiday Inn basically pioneered the concept of a water park.
Really?
Because the Holiday Inn affiliates... You know, if you're in Florida, you got a Holiday Inn, you got a pool, that's a draw. And the other Holiday Inns that were in cold weather climates, some of them had pools, but they're going, this is no good to me 9 months of the year, and yeah, it costs to maintain it. So a couple of them came up with the concept of the Holiday Inn Hollow Dome.
Enclosed pool?
Glass enclosed lobby.
Stayed at one in Connecticut.
Swimming pool, bar, yep, recreation area.
All
it
enclosed.
Could be snowing outside, and your kids could be taking a, yep, a nice swim.
Yep.
And they'd have, you remember in the late 60s where everything was about tiki bars and all that? Mm-hmm. They'd yuck it up like that.
There you go. That's a big one.
And it was so innovative and so far ahead of its time. They did an interview where I think the first guy that built one was like in North Dakota. And that might be it.
Sioux Falls?
Yep. That's South Dakota. But I was close. You know, we have two Dakotas.
Yeah. North and South Dakota.
But the guy, that was his baby.
Yeah.
And I guess he sold it back in the 70s and was feeling nostalgic and wanted to go back by and take one last look at it.
Yeah.
And he said, I was shocked. Everything had been torn down.
Yeah.
It was a grass lot. And so then they started looking into seeing what hollow domes are remaining, and I guess there's only one or two, because when the guys that built the hollow domes sold them, the people that took over did not take the maintenance seriously, and when you've got your heated pool putting all that moisture into the environment,
oh, yeah,
you have to do constant maintenance, and people weren't keeping it up.
You got foot fungus right there.
Absolutely.
Somebody just said on the Absolute Law text line, there's one in Lawrence, Kansas.
Yeah, there's only a couple that they've actually maintained. But, I mean, think about, you know, the other luxury places that have taken that concept and run with it. I know there's one you like a lot.
Yes. In Orlando.
Mm-hmm. Do you know the first words Mickey Mouse ever said?
No. I know he was whistling in Steamboat Willie, but he didn't say any words.
His first words ever. Hot dogs.
Right on.
It happened in the animated short, The Carnival Kid, in 1929.
Thank you, Haney.
I think we have talked about this before, but it's been quite a while. The first and last person to die building the Hoover Dam were father and son.
I don't know that we talked about that. Really?
Well, I've heard it before. Maybe we didn't talk about it, but it rang a bell with me. Now, the father drowned working on the Hoover Dam on December 20th of 1922. The final death was that man's son, who fell off a tower 13 years later on December 20th, 1935.
Wow. Wasn't a Watch Tower, was it?
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. Are you talking about that old bit?
What bit are you talking about?
This one.
You know, my father died in Auschwitz!
My grandpa died also in Auschwitz. He fell from a watchtower.
And our final thing you didn't know.
Yeah.
It
still stings.
I don't know what you're talking about. A librarian at the University of New Hampshire scrimped and saved his entire life so that he was in a position to leave $4 million to the school when he died.
Wow.
What a legacy.
Yeah.
The school immediately used $1 million of that man's money, who had saved his entire life and deprived himself and his family so that the university would have this money. They spent $1 million of that man's money on a brand new football scoreboard, which evidently was not his vision.
Well, yeah, they needed a new scoreboard. Nice light-up one.
Yep. Oh, just nothing but the best.
Yep. Put up some pictures up there and
fake
fireworks.
Let's go Hamps in a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, if if you're anything like me, and you enjoy just flushing money down the toilet.
Yeah, I've been doing it a lot lately.
Here's a great holiday idea for you. A boutique grocery chain out of San Francisco called Buyrite is selling bouquets of what they call organic fall leaves. Yes, you'll receive a handful of red, orange, and yellow leaves for the bargain price of $15.
That is highway robbery. But it's something that you'd probably do the way you're spending money.
The leaves come from maple trees on a ranch in California. Mm-hmm. The owner of the ranch says, quote, "They are 3 to 5 foot tall branches with absolutely beautiful leaves.
Oh.
And what you don't buy, we burn."
Yep. Look at how beautiful that is.
God, I remember trying to rake that damn yard in Pennsylvania.
Hell. It's hell.
That does not bring back pleasant memories. No. But, you know, when you're rich, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about that, but you do end up with rich people problems like this. There is a 76-year-old billionaire investor by the name of Bill Gross. He lives in Laguna Beach, California.
We knew somebody that lived in Laguna Beach.
And he is engaged in an epic battle with his next-door neighbor. Now, the next-door neighbor is a 56-year-old, very rich, but not nearly as rich as Bill. His name is Mark Tofik. He's a tech entrepreneur.
Ooh.
Now, Mark is all pissed off that Bill put up a 22-foot-long blue glass sculpture on his property last year.
Oh, that must be beautiful.
Oh, it is. It's so beautiful that Bill put up poles and netting to protect it. Mark says that's blocking his view, so he called the city to complain. Well, Bill, being a billionaire,
yes,
he's not going to take that sitting down.
Hell no.
So Bill did the only thing he could do.
What's that?
He began blasting the Gilligan's Island theme song at all hours of the night. And now it's on. Lawsuits, criminal charges, restraining orders, they've all been filed. There's going to be a hearing on the restraining orders and harassment charges next week. And Bill has until the middle of next month to try to get the right permits for the sculpture.
Yeah, or they get all broken and shattered.
Until then, there's really nothing Mark can do except to sit right back and hear a tale of a fateful ship.
Oh, come on.
Come on, Joe Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me, Haney. I just have to ask Junior something before we get to the final story. I'm looking here. Did you forget to do something? Did you forget to do something today? Think about it real hard.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Continue, Haney.
Sorry about that, folks. Bill.
Just had to ask a question, that's all. He's been daydreaming about money.
On Saturday night, two men broke into a restaurant in England. One of them just grabbed some stuff and ran off. The other one, well, a bit of a different story. The next morning, the owner of the restaurant heard noises coming from the bathroom. When he went to check them out, it was then that he realized there'd been a break-in. What tipped him off?
What tipped him off?
The thief sleeping on the bathroom floor. Next to the sleeping thief on the bathroom floor,
yeah,
a mop bucket filled with booze, and he was face down in a half-eaten cheesecake.
Right on.
Mop bucket full of booze.
Cheesecake.
Half-eaten cheesecake.
Yeah.
He called the cops, and they came and arrested the guy. Had to wake him up.
Of course.
The cops explained to the restaurant owner that the thief may have been on what they referred to as drugs, which is what made him think that a mop bucket full of booze and eating a cheesecake off the bathroom floor were a good idea. The police now say they're going to try to find the thief who didn't fall asleep like an a-hole. Mop bucket full of booze.
Right on.
Wring your liver out. And that's the news for today, Tuesday,
October
27th.
Double M, double X.
That is all.
Yeah.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. We're going to take a break. We will be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for spending your afternoon with us. It is greatly appreciated. Well,
what the hell else would I be doing, Stan?
Not
you're talking
you, I'm
crazy.
Talking, you got to be here.
Yeah.
Talking about our audience, our loyal audience for like 30 years.
Oh, well, that's appropriate.
Yeah, appreciate that. Al Beck is
the heart and soul of K-Rock.
at 6 o'clock, let's get you one more look at traffic for your drive home. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, let's start in Cape Coral. There is a crash, 600 block of Del Prado Boulevard South, right at the Cape Coral Hospital. Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, Gladiolus Drive and the Lakes of Laguna Boulevard. In Lehigh Acres, hit and run, Lee Boulevard and Gunnery Road North. And one more for you. It's in Bonita Springs. It's a crash. I-75 southbound at mile marker 118. And you are up to date.
Change my pitch up. Smack my bitch up. I said, change my pitch up. Smack my bitch up. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to introduce a little thing I like to call the band. Let's start with the man behind the piano. He's a maestro, a master, a man of many melodies, including the melody who's a hostess at the Daily Grill. If you lose your keys, he can find them. He's a prodigy, as in psychosomatic addict insane. He's sitting on his stool, Bobby Ricotta!
What do you want? What do you want?
Never mind.
Yeah, he's waving at me. You know,
thank you, Bobby.
I'm supposed to be a lip reader. What am I, Helen Keller?
He's high strung. He's a stand-up guy. He's in an upright and locked position.
Yes.
He knows the basic programming language.
And that's going to interrupt the show.
He's the low man on the totem pole. He's deep. Gordon Bree. Danka, Gordon.
Danka.
And now on drums.
Bitter.
On skins, on the trap set, the cocktail kit, the thing that you hit with the thingies. He's a slick click to pick with a stick. He's back with another one of them block rockin' beats. His middle name is Tom. He's symbolic. We're talking brush with greatness. He likes to bang the drum slowly, if you know what I mean, and I think you do. Am I right, people? Gouge! Mr. Buddy Gouda!
Heavy. May as well be me.
Change my pitch up. Smack my bitch up. Change my pitch up. Smack bitch up. Whoa. 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 Smack my bitch up. Change my pitch up. Smack my bitch up. Ouch.
Yeah. Let's laugh.
Time now for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy the way it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, I got married recently. How exciting is that, everybody? Is that good? Met my wife online, and we didn't want to tell our parents that because the older generation, you don't know how they're going to react. So we told our parents that we met at the University of Phoenix. She's got a real job, by the way, in case you're worried about us. I don't know what she does, but we have HBO, so I'm very proud of her. Very proud. Different backgrounds a little bit. She's an only child. I'm one of seven kids. So she's kind of like interested in the logistics of a big family. So she goes, hey, when your whole family gets together, who cooks? I go, hon, here's the deal. My parents are Irish. Irish parents, they have a lot of kids, right? And the hopes that one of them marries an Italian. That's the meal plan right there. That's. She is Jewish, though. Do we have some Jewish people here in Manhattan? Could that be possible? There you go. Okay. Now, I grew up in upstate New York, not a lot of Jewish people in my community, so I'm learning the culture. Here's what I found. With any religion or culture, there's more similarities than there are differences, right? Jewish holiday, Yom Kippur. I asked my wife, I go, hon, how do Jewish people celebrate Yom Kippur? She said, we don't eat. I go, that's identical to a holiday in my culture, St. Patrick's Day. We don't eat. But then she educated me. It turns out that's a real solemn holiday. Oh, I go, what's the most festive Jewish holiday? And she said, Christmas. Okay. Yeah.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Our gal, Olivia Newton-John.
Olivia who?
Neutron bomb.
That's it, baby.
Doesn't think, because she's getting a lot of criticism about this now with today's society.
Why is she getting criticism? The woman is very ill.
She's being criticized for the movie Grease because Grease is anti-feminist.
This is not the time to be picking on Olivia Neutron-Bomb.
Olivia says it's just a girl who loves a guy, and she thinks if she changes, he'll like her. And he thinks if he does that, she'll like him. People do that for each other, she said. Here's what the whole big problem is.
Why do you want to overcomplicate something simple and good?
Anti-feminism because of this.
What's the matter? Aren't you happy?
No, not really, Frenchie, but I think I know a way I could be.
You gotta be kidding, man!
Hey, what is this, Halloween?
Where did you swipe this Letterman sweat, huh?
My tools were out stealing hubcaps. I lettered in track. How do you like that? I can't believe it. Danny Zuko turned jock? That's right, it did. What are you doing, deserting us?
Oh, come on, guys. You know you mean a lot to me. It's just that Sandy does, too, and I'm gonna do anything I can to get her. That's
this is where she changes.
Sandy?
You don't have to do that, Sandy.
Tell me about it, Stern. You're the one that I want.
Stop trying to spoil everything good.
I know it.
Now, this is anti-feminist. How dare you, Olivia Newton-John, star in that back in the 70s?
Let's follow the path of Dusty's trail. Oh, Dusty's trail. Dusty's trail. A stage and a wagon are heading west. Part of a wagon train lost from the rest. Dusty's the reason for their plight. Thanks to Dusty, nothing's right. Only the wagon master's hand keeps them rolling to the promised land. All the going gets
the rich ones there. Forrest Tucker played the skipper. Like, there they are, the movie star.
That's the place they must find. Deserts
exactly the same.
Are in their way, but they won't stop, come what may. Mountains and hills that they must scale, but they know they'll make it, cause they just can't fail.
Dusty!
Dusty's trail.
There you go. Yeah, and it's things.
How did that not make it?
I don't know. And if you look on YouTube, and if they've got a whole episode on there, and it's, you know, you see Forrest Tucker taking his hat off and hitting Gilligan over the head. The whole thing.
You mean like you do to Junior?
Yeah. kind of like that. You know what? But it's all, you know what it is? It's all part of laughter.
I'll be back here. Okay?
Yeah, you're cuter. 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark,
Stan,
everyone,
honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Well, Halloween just days away.
Oh, you can almost sense it.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
scariest celebrities.
Top scariest celebrities.
O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
Eye of Newt Gingrich.
What is that? What is that?
Gary Boosie.
What was that?
Batty White. Selena Gomez Adams.
Yeah.
It is man.
Cardi Zombie.
Ah!
Ghost Malone. Matt Damon. And finally, the very top scariest celebrity.
Yes.
Rudy Giuliani.
I just got my 3rd ear done.
Okay.
And the lady pierced my ear on my bed.
That's just awful.
I hate you, Claire.
I hate you, Claire.
Oh, yeah.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.